Now we're going far north to the Canadian territory that sits just east of Alaska. The lure of the Yukon used to be gold, hidden in the rocks. Today, only a few people still dig and pan. Photographer and independent producer Jake Warga recently braved the Yukon and found not gold, but characters.
Traveling recently from Whitehorse, Canada, up the Yukon River, I came across some interesting folks.
Well, way up north in a Whitehorse town.
First, here's Jim Howden, a busker in downtown Whitehorse.
I never read much about the Yukon in the history books. I was always under the impression that Yukon was part of the United States when I was growing up, eh? I just fell in love with the place and I never left. Yeah, putting down the bottle. I've only ever made up one song since I've been up here. And it's about when I sobered up. Yeah, putting down the bottle was the hardest thing for me.
It's summer, and the sun doesn't really set this far north. It's confusing. But it means that even the sled dogs are on summer holiday.
Within our working yard, there are 54 dog houses, and that's the perfect number we need to run the programs in the winter.
Martha Taylor runs Uncommon Journeys, a dog sledding outfit just outside of Whitehorse.
The lead dogs are often the smartest dog, the most outgoing dog, a real bossy personality.
Do you want to introduce me to one?
Sure. Yep. We'll go into the yard here. Hello, Fleece. Hello. So, Fleece is one of our leaders. Fleece has become a little bit of a star. He's the man on campus. And, he's a fan of the ladies. So, that's Fleece.
After hosing off my shoe, I continue north, heading up the Great Yukon River. It's easy to feel alone here. Unless you count the mosquitoes, then it's a constant party.
There are strange things done in the midnight sun by the men who moil for gold. My name is Fran, and I'm managing here at Upper Lake LaBarge Lodge with Great River Journey. The Arctic trails have their secret tales that would make your blood run cold. One of the things I really like is the Robert Service poem, "The Northern Lights have seen queer sights, but the queerest they ever did see was that night on the marge of Lake LaBarge, I cremated Sam McGee." Oh, I suspect it probably happened just across the lake. That's where some of the paddle wheelers would have pulled in.
Across the lake today, a General Assembly of First Nations or Native people of the area is taking place.
My name is Linda Harvey, and I live here at the Ta'an Kwichin Reserve, here at Lake LaBarge. Indian way, my name is Kukit Thelma. I sing traditional songs. If you know your language, you know your culture pretty well. Alcohol and abuse and all that stuff had no part of it. Maybe we did live on the, you know, dirt floors and things like that, but it was still a lifestyle that people lived, you know, we're used to and we're comfortable in.
After a few days working up the Yukon River, I arrive into Dawson City like so many others did, by boat. This is the Wild West, wooden sidewalks and dirt streets. Near the town's gazebo, the annual gold panning championships are taking place. I catch up with one of the winners, Dave Miller.
Well, now if I told you my secret, it wouldn't be a secret anymore. It's the gold pan. It's quite simply the gold pan.
The last place I visit, out at the edge of town, is Jack London's original cabin, rebuilt at the site. I peer through the door of the small log cabin. There's a bed on stilts to be above the frozen air, a stove, a desk. It looks miserable.
Oops, sorry, over here.
Yeah, I went looking for it in 1965. Came across, written on back in pencil, Jack London, minor author, January 27th, 1898.
Next to the little cabin is a museum, and maybe part of it is the man who brought the cabin in from the wild back in the 60s, Dick North.
He came up here for the gold. He didn't come up here to write about it. He didn't start keeping notes until he left here. He got scurvy really bad and had to go back home. Jesus, I forgot to bring my teeth here. So I left them at home. I got to go home and get them. Hey, will you do me a favor?
Yeah, sure.
Will you watch for this? Go get my teeth. Just sit there and just stay in there.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm alone in the Jack London Cabin Visitor Center. Being alone, feeling alone, waiting to collect money is the closest I think I've come to understanding the Yukon. I think I should increase the admission price. I wait in the museum behind the till, but no one comes.
Our story about Yukon Territory in Canada comes from the collective Hearing Voices and independent producer Jake Warga. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.